3.0 EDG 0113112025093 Audio. Let's try to answer one of the questions from the previous paragraph. Is the distance between the tubes really that important? In our opinion, it depends on the types of signals used for amplification. Here, I'm thinking particularly of the frequency. The higher the frequency, the more important this factor becomes. The shielding of some tubes is proof of this. Let's go further. Some triodes are doubled. That is to say, they have two filaments in the same envelope and all the necessary mechanics for the operation of two completely independent components, triodes. In this case, it seems that proximity is not an obstacle to the proper functioning of the tube. It would be interesting, in a secondary research context, to analyze the function of the tubes and the frequencies associated with this function. Well, that's another topic altogether. For my tube professor, it could be an excellent lab exercise. Here I remember my first HF, high frequency, oscillator. Back in my parents' basement with some old measuring equipment I'd bought for $100, my enthusiasm fueled by my first modulated HF oscillator. And yes, we're talking about an HF transmitter here. I think I may have interfered a bit with the TV on the main floor from the basement. Anyway, that's another story. These resonance calculations aren't my own. Researchers developed them, and they're the real geniuses. All electronics stems from the application of these vacuum tubes and their uses. Before calling these people dinosaurs, I think we have a few things to learn. A little less technical, but a little more romantic. Hey, that reminds me of a piece of music. Would you like to hear it? Let's go, here. And no, I'm not the dirty poet. I wasn't that lucky. But who is it? To be continued. Pierre Michaud. PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 13, 2025.